it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. The Burnett Sisters Band from Boone, North Carolina, Where the Soul Never Dies, a William M. Golden song from 1914, published by the Winsett Company in Dayton, Tennessee, recorded as far back as 1928. Known as the Burnett Sisters Band, they've toured for over 13 years across the United States, Ireland, England, and Canada. Siblings are Kathleen, Anissa, Sophia, and Anneli. The male voice is Gary Allen from Minster, England. All are gifted musicians and well-loved in the traditional music circuits. They record for Pinecastle Records. In 2025, they were the IBMA's Momentum Band of the Year nominee. The four sisters are masters on the fiddle and have many first place awards showcasing their talents. It appears that all four sisters can play multiple instruments. Gary Allen is a sought-after guitarist and a private guitar and banjo teacher. Known as the Burnett Sisters Band, please check out their many videos on YouTube. Falling Leaves was written by Grandpa Jones, and he first recorded the song for Monument Records on a 45 RPM single back in 1964. It was the fall of the year, and Grandpa was attending a funeral, and the leaves were blowing around, giving him the idea for the song. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Falling Leaves is going out to Walter Trenum in Sackville, New Brunswick. After Grandpa Jones, you'll hear my version of The Little White Church.
Upon the ground, some folks drift along through life and never thrill. feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground. Of every man, make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. To your grave there's no use taking any gold. You cannot use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away.
Church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dale. Songs, rock of ages, and sing, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy sea. And I know their troubles are all ended, and happy forever they will be. They are waiting and watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me. Oh, that church in the valley, that little white church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dale. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dale.
My version of the Little White Church, most recordings show the song as traditional, and apparently there is no known author. Falling Leaves was Grandpa Jones. He recorded that song four times, and that was version number two. Friends, back in September, Myrna and I had a wonderful visit from Mary Lou and Errol McClure from Murray River, Prince Edward Island. And you've heard Mary Lou many times on the Gospel Trail. I was first introduced to her music back around 1992 by the late disc jockey Bill McEwen from New Dominion, Prince Edward Island. And believe it or not, this is the first time we've actually met. I've always admired her musical talents, and what a joy it was to meet this wonderful couple. I featured Mary Lou back in July of 2022, and in the 1980s, Mary Lou toured with Smilin' Bill McCormick for around 5 years, and she's the proud owner of Smilin' Bill's 1966 Martin D35 guitar. Mary Lou has been performing and volunteering her time, bringing joy to thousands over the years, and I'm excited to share this news with you. On June the 20th, 2025, she was awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal for the countless hours she's given over the years. Lawrence McCauley nominated Mary Lou for this prestigious award, presented to Mary Lou by Governor General Mary Simon. And we sure congratulate Mary Lou for this well-deserved honor. A couple songs by this wonderful lady, two in a row, God Left the Holy Bible, and one of my favorites, Journey's End.
God left the Holy Bible to show us the way, and He showed us that He died for us so we might be saved. He said if we take up the cross and follow Him each day, that we could walk on streets of gold and look upon rules over.
Wins Two in a Row by Mary Lou McClure from Murray River, PEI. God Left the Holy Bible. That's from her CD, Gospel Favorites. And a Pete Roberts song, Journey's End. Journey's End was first recorded by Red Allen and the Kentuckians back in 1965. Once again, Mary Lou, we extend to you congratulations on your recent award, the King Charles III Coronation Medal, for your many years of volunteering your music and endless time. Our singing Newfoundlander, Michael T. Wall, is next with a brand new recording with his daughter Sabrina, Sarah, and granddaughter Cynthia Grace. Recorded at Paul Evans Oshawa Studios, Ambassador Records. And friends, I'm really pleased to present this family recording, making its debut on radio. Friends, hot off the press, the wax hasn't even had time to cool on this one. It's one of the most recorded and loved hymns. In the late 1980s, the African-American spiritual, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, was published in 50% of all known hymnals. First published in 1927, in 1958, one of the best-selling gospel songs of all time by British singer Lori London. It was the first gospel song to hit number one on the U.S. pop singles chart. Gene McClellan's Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man peaked at number two in 1971. So it's Michael T. Wall with his daughters Sarah and Sabrina and granddaughter Cynthia Grace. This one's going out to Nancy and Michael's close friends, Bob and Laura Arbo from Oshawa, for the very first time on radio, and it's a favorite. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got the
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website, We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
And how he gave his sweet blood for me. I want to tell you how much I love him, but it's impossible, it's plain to see. There are no words that can quite explain what the Savior's love does for me each day. So I'll just tell you that he's my Jesus, and I'll keep walking the Christian way.
The Lord is coming back to take us all away, so let us all be ready to meet him on that day.
My mountain fingers, we should be pardoned if we have lived here to praise his name. Yes, he will take us all up to heaven if we have walked the Christian way.
The Lord is coming back to take us all away, so let us all be ready to meet him on that day.
My mountain fingers, we'll soon be pardoned.
The Oak Ridge Boys with The Christian Way. Joe Bonsall was the tenor vocalist for the Oaks for 50 years, from 1973 to 2023. Joe passed on July the 9th, 2024. He was 76. And friends, you heard a wonderful recording, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, by Michael T. Wall and family. I guess we could call them the Four Walls or the Singing Walls. Michael, soon to be 87, is singing great, and that was daughters Sarah and Sabrina and granddaughter Cynthia Grace helping Dad and Granddad on that one. And I'm honored that Michael and his family shared it with the Gospel Trail fans first. Thank you to Michael and family for a fine recording. At this time, we'll move along to Bill Anderson. Bill wrote Mama Sang a Song in 1962. It was number one for 7 weeks, on the charts for 27 weeks, and it also appeared at number 89 on the pop charts. Bill followed that up with yet another number one song, one called Still. After Bill Anderson, we go to the Eddie Adcock Band with Go Down Moses. Eddie does some great guitar picking on this one. And friends, here's Whisperin' Bill Anderson.
God put a song in the heart of an angel, and softly she sang it to me.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I grew up, of the days both good and bad. My overalls were hand-me-downs, my shoes were full of holes. I used to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain, the sleet, and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need. But all he ever got was a Badland farm, 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once, 'cause when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I've been rocked to sleep many a night, the tune of What a Friend, and come morning, Rock of Ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy would reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it loud and long. And I always felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess, and then Bob, and then Tommy, and then Dan. By then, Dad's hair was turning white, and I had to be my mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back grew weak, my mother's faith just grew strong. And those were the greatest days of all, when Mama sang a song.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
I guess the house is still standing. I don't get to go back much anymore. No voice is left to fill those halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mother sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe that this world is a better place, because one time, my mama sang a song.
Precious memories flood my soul.
Did obey.
He set those children free. Climb upon the mountain, God told Abraham. Take his son and burn him, God told Abraham.
Abraham did obey. And obey.
Banjo and guitarist legend Eddie Adcock with Go Down Moses, and Bill Anderson, Mama sang a song. At this point in 2025, we've lost a lot of great entertainers. Eddie Adcock passed on March the 19th, 2025, and you just heard some great guitar work on Go Down Moses, My Kind of Guitar. Eddie Adcock was mostly noted for his banjo work. He started with the Country Gentlemen back in 1959, and from that band, Charlie Waller and John Duffy also became bluegrass legends. Eddie worked with Smokey Graves, Mack Wiseman, Bill Harrell, Buzz Busby, and Bill Monroe. In 1976, he married guitarist and vocalist Martha Heron, and together they pioneered a new sound in bluegrass referred to as Newgrass, and that no doubt came out of Eddie's country rock background. Lots of awards for Eddie Adcock, inducted into the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in 1996 with the Country Gentlemen. Eddie and Martha performed for years. Please check out their videos on YouTube. He had a long, full career, and his contributions to bluegrass can't be overstated. I'd like to thank Joan Pauley from Upper Cape, New Brunswick, for her phone call. Joan and Ray have been listening to the Gospel Trail for almost 14 years. They lost their precious son, William, on October the 7th, 2023. William was 65. He was an avid hunter, and he loved the outdoors. In memory of William, they requested Jim Ed Brown, along with his sister Bonnie, and this one is called When the Sun Says Hello to the Mountain.
When the sun says hello to the mountain, when the night says hello to the dawn, I'm alone with my dreams on the hillside. I can still hear your voice, although you're gone. I hear at my door the love song in the wind. It brings back sweet memories of you. And when the sun says goodbye to the mountain, and the night says hello to the dawn, all alone with my dreams I am sleeping, and I still hear your voice although you're gone. I hear in the night the love song in the wind. It brings back sweet memories of you. And when the sun says hello to the mountain, I'm alone and my thoughts are just for you. The sun says hello to the mountain, when the night says hello to the dawn. I'm alone with my dreams on the hillside. I can still hear your voice, although you're gone.
Jim Ed Brown and Sister Bonnie there with When the Sun Says Hello to the Mountain for Joan and Ray Pauley from the Upper Cape in memory of their son William, who passed on October the 7th, 2023. William's grandfather was also called William, and he was good friends with my grandfather, Alfred Trenum. Jim Ed Brown discovered the song in the early 1970s, but by then the Browns had disbanded, and it wasn't until 2015 he asked his sisters Bonnie and Maxine to record the song with him. Maxine wasn't interested, so Bonnie sang both hers and Maxine's parts. It was released on Jim Ed's final album That album was titled In Style Again. It was his first album in 30 years, and it would be his last. The Browns, Jim Ed, and sisters Bonnie and Maxine were inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 2015. Here in Atlantic Canada, the song was known as the French Song. It was Lucille Starr's biggest hit in 1964, and Jerry Myers of the Bunkhouse Boys had a regional hit with it. That was in 1965 from his album, Same Old Memories. Originally recorded by Roy Fox and his orchestra on November the 16th, 1936, the original title was When the Sun Says Goodnight to the Mountain. Writers were Harry Pease and Larry Vincent. And the last of the three famous cousins, 90-year-old Jimmy Swaggart, received his call to glory on July the 1st, 2025, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Swaggart, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Mickey Gilley were cousins. Known for scandals, he went on to write 50 Christian books, sold 15 million gospel recordings, and received a Grammy nomination. Jimmy was married for 70 years. His voice makes the difference, is Jimmy Swaggart. And then we'll hear from sisters Anissa and Sophia with Gary Allen on lead vocals, giving us Hank's I Saw the Light. Here's Jimmy Swaggart.
My troubled mind. It's the only voice I hear that makes the difference, and I'll follow one day at a time. When I need him, I know where to find him. In my place of prayer, his spirit hovers near. Oh, his voice gently gives me my direction, and I'll follow that voice that I hear. His voice makes the difference. When he speaks, he relieves my troubled mind. It's the only voice I hear that makes the difference, and I'll follow one day at a time. Oh, his voice, it's a strong and a mighty tower, tearing down every stronghold in my life. He's the master of the wind and the sea that rages. When he speaks, all my darkness turns to light. I have heard other voices speaking to me, to deceive and to lead me astray. Oh, but my shepherd's voice is different than all others. I'm his sheep, and I know my shepherd's way. His voice makes the difference. When he speaks, he relieves my trouble. It's the only voice I hear that makes the difference, and I'll follow one day at a time. Oh yes, his voice makes the difference. When he speaks, he relieves my troubled mind. mind. It's the only voice that I hear makes the difference, and I'll follow one day at a time, and I'll follow.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. Bluegrass award-winning The Burnett Sisters with Geary Allen on lead vocals with Hank's I Saw the Light. His Voice Makes the Difference was Jimmy Swaggart. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw pulled out on April the 23rd, 2025 at age 78. A longtime member of Hee Haw, Lulu has for us That's the Man I'm Looking For. And then it's a song by the late Jeannie Seeley. She has for us the Mary John Wilkin and Chris Christopherson song, One Day at a Time. And this one's going out to disc jockey Johnny Maple Leaf Woodlock in Cornwall, Ontario. And Johnny was a great friend of Jeannie, and he interviewed her several times for his radio program. One of the ladies of the Grand Ole Opry, she was 85 when she passed on August the 1st, 2025. I'd like to also send this one out to another Cornwall resident, Nathan Niblock is a big-time fan of Jeannie Seeley's, and he listens to the Gospel Trail as well. In 1965, she was the first woman to hit the Grand Ole Opry in a miniskirt, and she was one of the Opry's most applauded performers. Her music influenced Barbara Mandrell, Lori Morgan, Carly Pierce, and many other female artists. Known for her duets with Jack Green, she was a record producer. She starred in films and stage productions, and the Nashville flood of 2010 completely destroyed Jeannie's home. Her hits were Don't Touch Me, I'll Love You More Than You Need, Can I Sleep in Your Arms, and Why I Didn't Have to Miss You with Jack Green. And right now, friends, it's Lulu Roman from Hee Haw.
If you see a man in sandals, send him down by way, 'cause he coming back someday. If you see a man in white that's like no one you've seen before, send him on to me, 'cause that's the man I'm looking for.
Thank you.
The late Miss Jeannie Seely with One Day at a Time, and that was for Johnny Maple Leaf Woodlock, a very popular disc jockey from Cornwall, Ontario. His show is called the Wayback Country Jamboree. One Day at a Time has been recorded by thousands of artists and has reached number one in numerous countries around the world. Friends, that's the Gospel Trail for today, and I hope you heard something you enjoyed. And don't forget, if you like our show here at the station, please tell all your friends about the Gospel Trail. And friends, in 2 weeks' time, on October the 19th, I'll be celebrating 14 years with the Gospel Trail. Linda Evans from Oshawa, Ontario, will close with Elijah Hoffman's 1878 hymn, Glory to His Name. In his lifetime, Hoffman wrote more than 2,000 hymns, including Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And friends, until next week. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.